Vancouver, 5 people have been killed in British Columbia avalanches this month. Forecasters have compared this season's snowpack with the conditions of 2003, one of the worst years on record for fatalities. Here is a timeline of avalanche events this season. December 31st. A skier suffers life-threatening injuries in a slide near Emerald Lake in southeast BC, near the Alberta border, Avalanche Canada says in a report. January 5th. Avalanche Canada warns of a touchy snowpack, with various weak layers created by long periods of drought and cold weather. Riders have triggered large, scary avalanches with high consequences, the advisory says. January 9th. Two off-duty police officers are caught up in an avalanche near Caslow, BC, while backcountry skiing. Nelson Police Service Const. Wade Titmore, 43, dies and Const. Matthew Nolet, 28, sustains severe internal injuries. January 21st. Nolet dies of his injuries in hospital. January 21st. Two snowmobilers riding at the base of a slope near Vailmont, BC, accidentally trigger an avalanche from above, sending a slab of snow onto one rider while the other escapes. The buried rider is found unresponsive and dies. January 23rd. Heli skiers and their guide are caught in an avalanche near Revelstoke, BC. The two guests are dug out of the snow unresponsive and are both declared dead in hospital. The guide is taken to hospital in stable condition. January 23rd. A slide comes down on a one person near Cherryville, BC. Emergency Health Services says the person is taken to hospital with undetermined injuries. January 24th. Brothers and American businessmen Jonathan and Timothy Kingsley are identified by Pennsylvania-based Kinsley Construction as the victims of the slide near Revelstoke on January 23. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 24, 2023. The Canadian Press.